Hello everybody, it's Stuart and Judy here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton, and we're recording this on Hogmanay, or New Year's Eve for all you Sassenachs who are out there. So by the time you hear this, we'll be into 2022, so we wish you a happy and interesting new year as we enter into 2022. First of all, let's commit this time to God, as it is a time of worship. Let us pray. Father, we pray that as we are together online, as we listen to your word, as we pray, as we seek to hear from you, that you would speak to us, that you would meet with us, that you would bring your comfort and your challenge and your peace to us at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Because it's the first Sunday of the month, when we gather on Sunday, we'll be having Holy Communion, and we'll be having communion as part of this service. So if you'd like to join in with that, get yourself some bread or some wine or liquid equivalent and press pause and rejoin us. So without further ado, Jody is going to bring the reading, which is from Deuteronomy 31 verses 1 to 8. Deuteronomy 31 verses 1 to 8.
Then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said. And the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their land. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
Thank you, Jody, and let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word, and we pray that this word from Deuteronomy will become for us a living word that speaks into our lives and our situations and circumstances many years later. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How do you feel about 2022? Hopeful, optimistic, anxious, fearful, or a mixture of those? It has been a hard 1¾ years, and we're not out of the woods yet. But there are hopeful signs regarding the pandemic, and we can look forward with hope into 2022 in many ways, although we still need to be cautious for a while yet. Our theme for today is Forward with Courage, and it's based on Moses' words to Joshua and the people of Israel as a whole. And it speaks to us as we enter a new year. Unlike Israel at that point in our history, we are not conquering new lands. Now, I'm going to leave aside some of the problematic issues related to the conquest of those nations for now. If you want to talk to me about them, then I'm quite happy to give you my opinions about that, but I'm not going to go into any great depth on it at this stage. And although we're not talking about conquering lands in that sense, we do need to conquer our fears in the present and our fears about the future. Moses says to the people in verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. They're told to be strong and courageous because they, like us, often feel the opposite and feel weak and fearful. And it's only human to feel weak and fearful. Who has not felt weak and fearful over the past 21 months or so? Moses tells the people to not be afraid, because although he won't go with them into the new land, God will, and he will never leave nor forsake them. And here lies the source of their strength and courage, and here lies ours too. Not in ourselves, who are weak and fearful, but in God who goes with us and will never leave us nor forsake us. We live at a different juncture in history than Moses or Joshua or the then people of Israel. We live AD, that's after the birth of our Lord, the year of our Lord, Anno Domini. We live after Christmas, so to speak. God has already come to live amongst us in the person of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, and his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, remains with us in our midst and in the midst of the struggles and challenges that we face. We have a clearer picture of God's purposes than Moses or Joshua, but we are still on a journey, like the people of Israel, journeying towards the promised land. We have not arrived there yet. And Moses' words to Joshua in verses 7 to 8 still resonate with us today, where he says, "Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, 'Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you, and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.'" The bit that speaks to me at present is the very last bit. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. It is easy to feel afraid and discouraged. The pandemic has hit us all as individuals, as a society, as a congregation. As a congregation, we are fewer in number. People have lost the habit of gathering together. Some have moved away, some have left, some have died, some are still too ill or vulnerable to come back. We feel depleted, diminished, discouraged and fearful about the future. God says to us in our present circumstances, "I know you feel weak and fearful, but find your strength and courage in me. I am with you and go before you into 2022. I will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what happens with COVID, the economy, climate change, or anything else." We need the gift of courage as we enter into 2022. Courage to take risks, to step out in faith, even when we feel fearful. Courage is not about never feeling afraid, but feeling and facing our fears and acting and doing the right thing, even if we're unsure about the outcome. Desmond Tutu, a brave source of joy, hope, and resistance, had these words to encourage us in these dark and difficult times. good is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. Life is stronger than death. Victory is ours through him who loves us. Let us pray. Lord, we often feel fearful and anxious and afraid about the future. Give us the gift of courage as we step into 2022. Help us to know that you are with us, that you will never leave us, abandon us and forsake us, that you go before us and with us into the future that you have prepared with us in partnership with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll move now into communion together. So if you'd like to join and you don't have bread and wine, press pause and get what you need and come back to join us. So come to this table not because you must, but because you may. Not because you're strong, but because you're weak. Come not because any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loved you and gave himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Let's listen again to the familiar words of the Last Supper as passed down to us by the Apostle Paul. For the tradition which I handed on to you came to me from the Lord himself, that on the night of his arrest, the Lord Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is a new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in memory of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." And as Jesus gave thanks for the bread and the wine, we do so likewise. Let us pray. Father God, as we gather around your table and our tables at home, we remember and give thanks for the gift and life of Jesus, for his life of love and service and teaching about your kingdom and your reign, for his healing, for his willingness to go all the way to the cross in faithfulness to you, and by dying to reconcile us and all people to yourself. Father, we thank you that his life did not end in death and failure, but that you raised him to life, and now he lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Father God, send your Holy Spirit afresh upon us and upon this bread and this wine, that we may be given new courage, new hope, as we feed on him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." So take your bread and eat. Jody, the body of Christ, broken for you.
Body of Christ, broken for you.
Amen. Jesus took the cup and he said, "This cup is a new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink this, do so in memory of me." So take your cup and drink and remember that all of Christ has done for you, and be thankful. Amen. Jody, blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And gathered around the table, we bring our prayers for ourselves, the church, and the wider world. Eternal God, of each present moment, we come before you at the turning of another year with diverse emotions and tentative hope. The past and the future meet in this day and lay themselves before us for prayerful pondering. As we look back over the last year, we see in our lives and in the lives of those we love that most human combination of joy and sorrow, love and loss, laughter and tears. And so we hold before you now those whom we bring to our minds, loved ones we have lost, and loved ones we have discovered, friends who have suffered, and friends who have rejoiced, those who have borne burdens, and those who have found release. And we trust that you have been present to all these our varied experiences of life, drawing all things together in your great love. As we look to the coming year, we offer you our hopes and dreams, our resolution and our resolve. And yet we recognize that despite our best efforts, we will not be the people you have called us to be. But we hold to the hope that by your grace, we will be the people you have created us to be. And so we pray for the uncertainty of tomorrow. And we trust that you'll be present with us, whatever the future may hold, as you draw all things together in your great love. But most of all, we turn our prayers to the needs of this day, because yesterday is gone and cannot be changed. And tomorrow will bring enough worries of its own. So we pray for the world to which you have come in Christ Jesus, bringing forgiveness where there is guilt and the hope of new life where there is suffering and death. We commit to your loving care all those who face tomorrow with no hope because their situation today is hopeless. And we think particularly of refugees, asylum seekers, and all people displaced by war or climate change. Renew in us a concern for the weak and vulnerable, and give us courage to speak up for the voiceless, to speak out against violence in all its forms, and to speak of the necessity to care for all creation. We pray for those who have authority to affect change on a global scale, for politicians and business leaders, for the rich and powerful, the articulate and the influential. May they be given the gift of empathy and the courage to use their power for good of the many and not just the few. Renew in us a passion for change and an unwillingness to acquiesce. Give us the courage to take action against powers that coerce and control. And may we learn to be wise in the ways we speak and act as we seek to play our part in the coming of your kingdom of love, justice and peace. We pray for our church, for your gathered people in this place. We thank you for one another in all our glorious diversity, and we recommit ourselves to each other as sisters and brothers in Christ. We pray for those who have left our fellowship, and for those who have joined it. May we know today who we are created to be, and may we learn what it is to be true to the calling you have placed on us. Help us to love each other, to welcome new people with kindness, to serve one another with grace, and to forgive one another with sincerity. May our church over the coming year be a place of safety for those who are vulnerable, and a place of challenge for those who are comfortable. May we be a community of inclusion for those who are excluded, and a community of defiance for those who would exclude. May we be humble in the face of our own failings, but bold in the face of those who fail others. May we be your people in this place at this time, created by you and called to live lives of courageous love. Amen. As we are still in the Christmas season, I'll close for the last time with a Christmas blessing. May the joy of the angels, the humility of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child be God's gift to you and to all people this Christmas season and always. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us, and have a happy new year. Go well. God bless.